New Mexico's federal grant request totals about $20 million and will be used for marketing, public relations, and outreach. With much of the state's population living in rural areas, that outreach will be critical to the exchange's survival. Over 20% of New Mexicans currently lack any form of health insurance. That's over 415,000 people, and it's estimated that half of that population could be enrolled in the state's health exchange by the end of the decade, while the rest of the state's uninsured population will qualify for Medicare or the state's expanded Medicaid program. But with exchanges required to be up and running nationally by October 1st, New Mexico's insurance exchange chair, Dr. J.R. Dameron, says he's not sure the state can do that on its own. Dameron expects New Mexico to soon have a proposal for the federal government on whether to adopt a hybrid state or federal health exchange model. In Albuquerque, I'm Tristan Ottone.